David Thoreau, on his deathbed, was asked, "Do you believe in life after death?" And he was said to respond, "One life at a time." In other words, we have to focus on where we are. It is a lazy and dysfunctional Christianity that waits for God to settle things or waits for heaven to even things out. We are committed to work on this planet, to work in this life, and that is the best preparation for the life to come. But I want to have this sermon be about something which is both positive and negative. When the Jews were in slavery following Joseph's ascendancy to power in Egypt, if you remember the story from the book of Genesis, that the Jews were hungry. There was a famine in the land, and Joseph had been sold into slavery by his brothers, but he ascended into power and was able to help his family survive the famine. And so the Israelites move into Egypt, and eventually, as foreigners, they become slaves for many generations. 200 to 415 years, depending how you talk to scholars. And when God leads them out of slavery, not all of them want to go. The desert is a difficult place. This is a picture of what a transition it is from a person who is enslaved by his or her choices. The slavery of substance and habit often call to us, how can you live without us? How can you live a different life? How can you even imagine to be free? And so when God brings the Israelites into the desert and on Mount Sinai gives them the Ten Commandments, God in the Ten Commandments teaches them one word that slaves could never speak. And that word is no. When you are a slave, you have to always say, yes, sir, yes, master, yes, ma'am. But when you are a free person, you can say no. In the Ten Commandments, the word no is mentioned about 9 times. In Hebrew, it's law. You say no, I don't want to. Thou shalt not steal. Help me steal something. No. Help me lie. No. Commit adultery. No. Be dishonest. No. No is spoken by free people. It is a positive thing. Because when you say no to something that is evil and destructive and dysfunctional and whatever other word you want to put on it, you have the ability to see, where can I say yes? I have made room in my life to pick something positive because I have said no to all the negative things. And this gives me freedom. I always say, a lot of times now, the person who has no tattoos is the individual. You're very different from everybody else. You're not following the crowd. No piercings? How unusual. I'm an individual. I decide what I do and when I do it. John Adams, if you remember from our history, the second president of the United States, was the only one of the founding fathers that refused to have slaves. He said it was a sin. Him and his wife Abigail never owned slaves because he had a conscience and he knew when to say no. Sometimes we focus on just behavior, but what does my behavior say about me? When do I say no and to what do I say yes? What road do I take? People sometimes think that the saints were perfect. The saints themselves said, if 2 books were written, one about our sins, the one about the sins would always be bigger than the one about the virtues. But they focused on what they could do. Always remember that praying is not just asking for things. You're spending time with God. And a lot of the good things in this world are not done by what we like to think are perfect people. But a lot of the good things in this world are done by unhealthy people, by people who have been wounded and scalded by their choices and by their families, but people who nonetheless have chosen to do good. Do not put yourself down too much. But if there is a job to do, say to yourself, I may have forgotten to say no to many bad things, but this is an opportunity to say yes. Because even saying yes to a good choice is really saying no to a lot of bad choices. And that's a very positive thing. Slava Iisusu Hristu. Amen.